So the question Bunty asks about this is, why should acquiescence or acceptance of seeing all dharmas in this way constitute irreversibility? And his answer, which I've always liked, and I quote, well, we can start by trying to imagine what it would be like not to take anything seriously, ontologically speaking. Your experience is like a dream, a vision. Life as a dream. Spanish playwright wrote a play called that, didn't he? La vida es sueño, something like that. So your experience is like a dream, a vision. You see it all right, but you see through it, thoroughly seeing through it. It's like a lucid dream, a dream in which you know you are dreaming. Your experience of the world, of conditioned existence, is vivid, more vivid than ever, but you're not misled by it. And of course, most significant of all, you see that there are no beings to save. And among these so-called beings, there is yourself. So, there is also no question of any self to save. The possibility of thinking in terms of individual emancipation no longer exists. From that point onwards, you genuinely see no difference between yourself and others, and all are equally dreamlike and, in a sense, illusory. It is like a game, and you don't mind any more what particular game you are playing, but it is also like the other kind of play, a spontaneous expression of creativity. So that's what the Anuppatika Dharma Kshanti is. A spontaneous expression of creativity. So this is one of those passages in the sutra and commentaries that strikes for me a note of mysterious depth. But the drift is elusive. I can see how it might appeal to one's innate streak of laziness. You know, the idea that you don't have to do anything. That's rather appealing. But no, there's a much more positive aspect. It gives a glimpse, again I think, into the ending at last of making the wrong kind of effort. How exhausting grasping on to the wrong kind of effort can be. It's the effort to hang on to that sense of self and that sense of other when there is no self to save or to protect and there is no other to keep at bay. At a lower level, it's the spirit of acceptance when things don't go as well as we'd hoped. Things turn out differently. You know, oh, that often happens to us. You know, something goes wrong. Doesn't turn out as we'd hoped, and oh dear, you know, that is the time when Anuppatika Dharma Kshanti should come into operation.